Hello. Hello, everyone out there. My name is Reggie Holloway, and this is the Outreach with Reggie podcast. And if this is your first time joining into the podcast, hello, and it's very nice to meet you. Hopefully you're somewhere safe, somewhere cozy, somewhere comfortable. You're surrounded by people who love you, who care about you, including yourself. And if you're returning, welcome back, and I'm happy that you have made OWR, or Outreach with Reggie, your podcast of choice. Nevertheless, we have a very good episode coming in. Nothing trendy, nothing too out of the way, but just something that hopefully you can take with you, share with a friend or someone who you care about, or just someone in need. But I thank you once again for choosing Outreach with Reggie, and tune into the show. Oh, can you believe it? It is, by the time of this recording, which is January 29th, and the time of the release, it'll be January the 30th. We are at the end of the first month of 2026. It feels like we were just saying Happy New Year. And now, after the dust has settled, the fireworks smoke is gone, we are now entering, or on the cusp of entering, month number two in February. Black History Month, Valentine's Day, President's Day, wherever you shall celebrate, and hope you celebrate it somewhere with someone safe. But with that being said, as we open up the show, have you ever looked up and realized your life kept moving, but part of you didn't? Everyone else seems to be growing, building, falling in love, starting families, buying homes, getting that new job. I even remember seeing there's a trend going on where it's 2026 and they're saying feels like 2016. That nostalgia feeling of what it used to be during that time period. And for some, that is a very pleasant time. The music was great. Feels like, oh man, I didn't have a care in the world, because everything about that particular time period was beautiful. And nostalgia tends to do that. Having that core memory of pleasure, of happiness, of joy. And that's real for a lot of people. But for others, and maybe this speaks to you, you feel stuck somewhere you never chose to stay. As in that time period, may it be as joyous to others, beautiful nostalgia to others. Maybe for you, or maybe for someone who you love, that time wasn't as pleasant. Not because they're lazy or broken or behind, just frozen in time. Not even just in 2016, maybe within the new year. They may be stuck in 2025 within their mental, caught within memories that they can't quite shake. Today, we're going to talk about something most people feel, but don't have the language for quite yet. And that is what happens when trauma interrupts your timeline. What it means to feel emotionally paused while the world keeps accelerating. While many of us have the blessing, the luxury, the fortune to be here, be present in 2026, mentally, for some, they may be caught in a different time period that most of us may not even been alive for. But what happens when that trauma interrupts your timeline? And what it means to feel emotionally paused while the world keeps accelerating? And how healing is sometimes the process of teaching your nervous system that time is safe again. This is what I'll be talking about throughout today's episode. So stay tuned, get nice and comfortable, and be sure to, as we go through, like, share, and give a nice review of the podcast. Stay tuned for our first segment. As time moves forward, there is several people who may not be here. And when I say that, I mean, as time moves forward, the physical body may be here. But mentally, psychologically, they may be frozen. As I go into that, if you ask the world or people who you know, what do they value most? Money or time? You'll have the popular pick be money. And there's nothing wrong with that. There isn't quite too many things that you can do without money. And money can provide, could be a launching pad, rather, to a lot of the stuff that you would love to do. It can alleviate a lot of stress. It can provide a lot of joy, peace, and understanding. And it may just be the very thing that you can use to capture time, to have more time, to pour into things that you really love. And if you choose time to be a lot more valuable to you, there's nothing wrong with that as well. And I'll talk about money versus time another day. But as we break into time, time, while money, it has a lot of power to alleviate a lot of things and provide a lot of things. Time, if managed right, can do the same. And we must understand time. Time is how you manage it well. Some of us are trying to catch up to time. Some of us feel like we're behind on time. And some of us are battling a silent battle of trauma that keeps us frozen in time. But as we try to grasp the definition of time and the full weight of it, I want to speak to what trauma does to many of us. Or the feeling no one explains. There is a silent experience many trauma survivors carry. When you feel that life moved forward without you. The feeling that life moved forward without you. That's scary. Because you may be physically present in adulthood, but emotionally, part of you is still standing inside a moment that changed everything. Your views of the world, how you see things, how you interact with people, how you love, your understanding, everything. Much to the point that psychologists have long observed that trauma stress affects the brain regions tied directly to memory and emotional processing. These are the very structures that help us understand past, present, and future. These directly affect things in our brains, such as the prefrontal cortex, the hippocampus, and the amygdala. So when trauma disrupts all of that, your sense of time can be disrupted too. And that's not me being metaphorically saying it, but this is a neurological effect. Because sometimes your body leaves trauma, but your sense of time doesn't. So as we go further into that, I want to let you know that you're not strange if you felt these things. You're human. Allow me to ground you in something more important. And that is to say that trauma is not a rarity. Trauma is not a rarity, and I'll tell you why. Researchers show that about half of all U.S. adults have experienced at least one traumatic event in their lifetime, according to TotalCareABA.com. And roughly about 6.8 will develop PTSD at some point of their lives. That's millions of people walking around that is trying to function while carrying invincible interruptions in their story. This means if you feel frozen, you are not abnormal. You are responding exactly how a human nervous system responds to being overwhelmed. And I'm here to also tell you that your life didn't stop because you were weak. It paused because something overwhelmed your capacity to process it. And many of us, some of us process it young. Some of us are processing it or continuing to process that experience that happened at a young age right now, no matter if you're in your teenage years or if you're in your adult years, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, this thing, as I'm telling you now, of trauma is not this phenomenon, like this thing that doesn't exist. Some of us are functioning. It's just because it appears to be well for most doesn't mean that it's not real. So we have to understand the brain on trauma. What happens to the brain as we talk about the parts of the brain, right? When trauma occurs, the brain shifts into survival mode. Studies show that trauma stress is linked to alterations in brain areas responsible for fear response and memory. A lot of parts of the brain become hyper alert. The brain starts scanning for danger, even if it does not exist, and even when it's gone, looking for reasons or escape routes or just reasons not to engage. Meanwhile, as we understand the parts of the brain that help with memory or organizing memory, once trauma happens, that part of the brain can struggle to properly file the experience. So instead of becoming the past, the trauma can feel psychologically present. As in, as the trauma stress happens, if not done correctly, that's how people become frozen. Seeing 2026 as 2016, 2025 is 2005. 2024 is 1964. This is how, within the brain, not being able to process these things, you get stuck in the past mentally. Not remembered. These memories don't become, oh, I'm remembering this. It becomes relived. And trauma isn't always remembered. Sometimes it is repeatedly experienced. So why do people feel behind? As I talk to you now, I will first let you know that you are nowhere near behind, even if you feel that way. And allow me to say that again for someone that may feel like this today. Allow this to be free once again. You are not behind in life. You were surviving very critical and crucial things that you did not deserve at no age. There's a difference in being behind in life because of the experiences you went through and surviving. While others were dreaming, you were attempting to stabilize or stabilizing. While others were exploring what all they could be, you were protecting yourself. While others were planning futures, you were trying to feel safe in the present moment that you were in the environments that weren't safe and that weren't careful. Survival consumes enormous psychological energy. So give yourself credit for making it through. Because you weren't falling behind. You were fighting battles no one could see. One danger experts, or experts that understand trauma, caution against, or how you understand trauma. Or let me go further into this. Psychiatrists emphasize that even though trauma is widespread, it does not mean that you are permanently broken. Humans are deeply resilient. Sometimes when we think about our trauma or get caught in a time where trauma shapes who we are, shapes our understanding, shapes our way of life, how we interact with the world, it oftentimes enough, we attach that to our identity. So when you leave, or when that trauma begins to go, you begin to lose your sense of identity. Not because anything's wrong with you, but you're coming out of an agreement with something that was attached to you or to your mind for a very long time. You're not broken, but resilient. Healing is not about pretending that the trauma did not happen. That's why I'm so against. I remember I was watching Tyler Perry movies growing up, and they often confronted that quote about what happens in this house stays in this house. What happens in this family stays in this family. I remember talking to my therapist this past session, and we were talking about the season or the times where it was the stop snitching, don't snitch about things that really hurt you. So it begins to show up elsewhere. Healing is not about pretending the trauma didn't happen at all. It is about refusing to let it write your entire future. Because you're not what happened to you. No matter if you had to deal with abuse on any level. No matter if you were told you weren't good enough. You were shamed for wanting to try, wanting to do new things, wanting to carry yourself a certain way. You have to refuse to let it write your entire future. What happened to you is a part of your story, not the author of it. It's a chapter. And as you go into healing, I pray and I hope and I'm rooting for you that someday that chapter closes. so you could be the person that you always wanted to be. Another thing that I want to acknowledge that I don't feel like is talked about, or if it is talked about, it's talked about in rarity. And that is the grief of lost time. So as you begin to heal, especially for many trauma survivors who spend years surviving moments they couldn't enjoy, your teenage years, your childhood years, maybe a big part of your adulthood years too. Moments you couldn't enjoy, birthdays, holidays, milestone events you couldn't enjoy. Versions of yourselves or themselves that they never got to become because of lost time, because of being frozen. But as we thaw out that frozen time of trauma, that grief becomes real. But hear me gently. You do not waste your life away because of what you were experiencing. You were learning or relearning how to stay alive inside it. But you are allowed to grieve the time survival took from you. And this is something I had to learn. If I'm allowed to share a brief story. Growing up in foster care wasn't the easiest for me. And I would say to that, it took me a long time, a very long time to open up to community, especially when it comes to making new friends and eventually getting into a relationship, and along with that, just opening myself to the what I would learn to be normal things in life. Later into my 20s. But because trauma, I was frozen in time, I didn't quite understand on the same pace as others, and I even punished myself for it. But as I learned through therapy, the things that I experienced in foster care weren't who I am. Although it took me a long time through healing and prayer, that's not who Reggie is. And that's, if you're listening to this still, that is not who you are either. So, let's talk about what healing does. Healing reintroduces you to time. Healing often begins quietly, not with a breakthrough, not with an aha moment, but a moment of safety. Safety within community, safety within environments that allow you to grow, to feel, to take with you with no judgment, but with understanding. And sometimes with no understanding, but with presence. Then another, and then another. Therapies and therapists, therapy sessions, just therapy in general, but therapists like cognitive behavior therapy and EMDR, have shown promise in helping people process trauma and move forward. Being able to attack it in a way helps. Healing does not erase the past, but with things like therapy, it teaches your body that the danger is over and that you can live now. Because healing is when your nervous system learns that today is not yesterday. And as you go through compound experiences of safety, more and more of opening yourself up to your friends, to your family, chosen family, to environments where you can feel and you can be as expressive as you want. Yell to the top of your lungs, loud as the world can hear it, to feel free. The more that time catches up. And if you feel frozen right now, let me speak to you directly. If you feel stuck, paused, emotionally younger than your age right now, tired, maybe you feel guarded, numb, I'm here to tell you from a person that's went through it, there is nothing wrong with you. Your brain adapted to protect you. It adapted to protect you. And what adapts can also heal. Slowly, safely, gently. And I even say, I may not know you, but I look forward to your healing journey. So, as we close this episode today, maybe life didn't pass you by at all. Maybe you're being preserved. And when you begin moving again, you won't just catch up. You'll move with such a wisdom many people never develop. So take your time. Healing is not late. Growth is not expired. And your story is still unfolding. As you write your story in your life and you go on to do a lot of amazing things, remember, you are not frozen. You are becoming. And I can't wait to see what you become. So, as we end today's episode, I want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for allowing me to be a trusted space. I hope this episode, while not perfect, not too trendy, doesn't quite provide that nostalgic feel of 10 years ago. Hopefully I can gain your trust. Be that voice. Not an expert, but just someone who can provide a bit of understanding. I hope you share with a friend or someone who may need to hear this message. I hope that you're somewhere safe, somewhere calm, somewhere with someone that you love, even if that means yourself. I thank you. And as I said, my name is Reggie Holloway. This is Outreach with Reggie. You can find me on socials, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and a few more other places like Apple, Spotify, in many more areas at Outreach with Reggie. I'll see you next week. Continue to love yourself and love your neighbor. Take care.